NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Tropical storm Ida has been lashing the Gulf Coast ahead of landfall expected later this morning. Forecasters say Ida, with top sustained winds of about 50 miles per hour, is likely to come ashore along the Alabama coast. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
The late season storm lost some of its punch as it approached land, but still brought heavy rains and strong winds to a wide stretch of the Gulf Coast from Louisiana to the Florida Panhandle. Ida's impact was felt for hours as the system made its way over the Gulf of Mexico Monday. Rough surf crashed over seawalls and piers, and bands of rain caused scattered flooding in low-lying areas. In Louisiana, authorities say one man is feared dead after a wave knocked him into the Mississippi River as he tried to help stranded boaters. Schools and businesses throughout the region will remain closed. Forecasters say the remnants of Ida will continue to dump rain over the already saturated southeast as the storm moves inland Tuesday. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Orange Beach, Alabama.
President Obama and the First Lady will travel to Fort Hood in Texas today to meet with the families of the victims of last week's shooting there. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs said the president's trip was planned for the convenience of the families of the victims who are coming in from all over the country.
The president will meet with families of those that lost a loved one last week, as well as speak to the larger memorial that will take place at the base and address a community obviously saddened and stricken by the events of last week.
The White House is deferring all questions about the investigation of the shooting to the FBI, saying only that the president is determined to find out why this happened and to make sure it never happens again. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
Senior U.S. officials say the Justice Department and Defense Department have agreed that the man believed to have opened fire at Fort Hood, Army Major Nidal Hassan, should be tried in military court. 12 soldiers and one civilian died in Thursday's shootings, and 29 people were injured. Global energy consumption will continue to increase, and production of climate-changing greenhouse gases will increase over the next two decades unless there's an effective agreement to cut carbon dioxide emissions. That's the word from the International Energy Agency in a new report out today. The IEA's World Energy Outlook shows global energy demand will increase by an average of 2.5% per year over the coming 5 years if there are not changes in current policies. The IEA is pushing for an agreement at the UN Climate Change Conference in Copenhagen next month. Stocks have been moving higher around the world today. From Washington, this is NPR News. Today, the Illinois Department of Corrections will begin carrying out its plan to save money by letting prisoners out early. From Springfield, Illinois, Amanda Vinicky of member station WUIS reports.
62 prisoners will be set free this week, even though they haven't served a full sentence. They're the first of an estimated 1,000 Illinois prisoners who will be released early. Corrections spokesman January Smith says for this initial release, the department strategically chose prisoners housed in adult transition centers.
For lack of a better word, it's basically kind of like a dormitory style. Obviously, they're not behind bars or things like that, and they go to work or school each day and return in the evening.
The state says it's only releasing prisoners it's deemed nonviolent and who have less than a year left to serve. By letting them go early, Illinois expects to save $5 million. Critics say justice isn't fully served if inmates fail to do their full time. For NPR News, I'm Amanda Vinicky in Springfield, Illinois.
The mastermind of the 2002 Washington, D.C. area sniper killings is to be executed in Virginia tonight unless the state's governor, Tim Kaine, decides to commute John Allen Muhammad's sentence. The U.S. Supreme Court turned down Muhammad's final appeal on Monday. He is scheduled to die by lethal injection at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Muhammad was sentenced to death for killing Dean Harold Myers at a Manassas, Virginia filling station. With a young accomplice, Lee Boyd Malvo, Muhammad went on a shooting spree that left 10 people dead across Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. Malvo, who was a teenager at the time, is serving a life prison term. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.